Now I think
Stevie, I guess it took
a while to get the smartest player in the Big East. I said that's why I won if Shaq is busy with the media. Talking with Stevie Mitchell, he won the award as whatever they call it, Academic Player of the Year in the Big East. But first of all, congratulations, and I got to believe how great it must feel given how recent games have finished versus how this one finished.
Yeah, for sure. I think we know we've been playing at a high level and, you know, going against – high-level competition as well. But, you know, some teams need confirmation to continue to trust their way, trust their process. But, you know, we win or loss, we just trying to go out there and give it our all, offensively, defensively, and culturally. So, I mean, we you know, set our minds on not letting the outcome of the past two games waver our belief in our way and our process and, you know, giving it all and, you know, our belief in ourselves to go out there and beat a good team.
Yeah, Steve, I was going to say it. I mean – listen, I know how it is when you're on a team and, man, things aren't going well for you, but you're playing a little better, but the result, you know, is not a better. Like, because you dropped the two games against, you know, UConn and St. John's, but you guys were starting to play better. This time you capped that off. What's that going to do for your confidence going into to tomorrow's matchup?
I think, you know, we came here confident in our ability to beat anybody we go against when we're at our best. And I think, you know, getting a win today, you know, we got to get another game tomorrow. So we know it doesn't stop here, and for sure it feels great to win. But we're focused on our next mission, and that's tomorrow against St. John's, who, you know, swept us this year. So right. It's just a great opportunity that we're looking forward to attacking and going after.
And Stevie, what's you guys' mindset when you got down? Obviously, it seemed like Xavier was in control of this game for a long, long time.
Down
you guys
14,
got down 14.
53-39.
But – I mean, people are wondering. I mean, I, as a player, know the mentality. But for everybody else out there, like, what are you guys thinking, and what do you do to get yourselves back in a mode to get aggressive again?
I think we just, you know, we got a lot of guys on our team, you know, some who don't even play, some who don't even, you know, suit up. But we got a lot of guys that are part of our program and our team that contribute to us winning, you know, calling each other out, holding each other accountable, and knowing at the end of the day, one, we're not going to have any chance if we, you know, break apart and don't continue to play together. But then two, knowing individually and as a team, we got to step up our level of play against a good team who's playing at a high level. So I think, you know, that those are the main two things is, you know, we got to stay together, but we also all got to hold each other accountable and play at a high level.
Marquette wins over Xavier 89-87. Of all that occurred in the second half, right now, what play are you going to remember right now? What's the first event in that second half that stands out?
Probably when Jop picked the ball up and shot the three.
Right. Yep.
I mean, I have full confidence that it was going in once it left his hand. But you know, that was a crazy shot.
Yeah.
So you know, that's a play that immediately came to my mind. And I'm just super proud of, you know, everybody on the team for just continuing to be resilient and sticking together. I love everybody on our team, and you know, the outcome doesn't make that waver. So you know, we just gotta focus on tomorrow, learn, and just keep moving forward and keep staying together.
Yeah, Steven, you had one of those right place, right time plays there too. And I think someone got the ball knocked away from him. It went right to you, right out of the bucket,
yeah.
And you were able to lay that thing in. Those kind of plays, I mean, it takes that. I mean, you guys won the game by 2 points, as you can see. But it's small margin in these basketball games, man. You just got to make a lot of plays.
Yeah, I mean, that's facts. I mean, we feel like we've learned that throughout the season, and then especially the past two games, how, you know, small the margin for error is against high-level teams that we go against in the Big East, and especially, you know, in the Big East tournament. So,
hey, including you guys.
Oh, yeah, for
People
sure.
People can't make mistakes against
no,
you
No, that's
guys.
For sure, both ways. And, you know, a lot of these games are going to come down to the last few possessions, and it's our job to, you know, hang in there, you know, weather their storms. They're going to, you know, try to weather our storms. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's – when it's going to come down to the last second, just like it has, you know, past three games for us now. So we just got to continue to stay together and continue to, you know, compete, really.
Yep.
Talking with Stevie Mitchell, one last one, we'll let you go. Is it appropriate for me on my way out to thank the rim that I'm looking at right in front of me?
Thank the rim?
There were a number of free throws,
got some soft
all
bounces.
Of them that bounced in. So if you didn't notice it, then I won't. I won't need to do that. You answered that question for me.
I don't think we. You know, some rolled some shots around the basket rolled out too. So yes,
there you go.
So you know, I think
evened out. Good call. Yeah.
Congratulations. That's why I checked with you. You got to check with the Academic Player of the Year to find out if it makes any sense.
He'll teach you.
Congratulations.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the time, Stevie
Thank
Mitchell. Marquette wins it. 89-87 over Xavier. St. John's is next.
He basically said the rim owed them.
Yeah, I got it.
Some of those rolled out.
Yes.
It owed us.
I didn't argue, did I?
No.
No, I didn't.
You looked like you were about to argue.
No.
Okay.
I'm not arguing with him. I'm not getting in any academic contest with him. Those are two things. The Starry Lemon Lime MVP of the game. We will get to that next. Marquette Basketball from Learfield.